Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Be here, good to be anywhere.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Fresh off of a thrilling weekend. I had a great time, a thrilling weekend.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
What's so good about it? I got laid this weekend. It was fantastic.
On 1340 WKGN.
How was yours?
Mine was good. A lot of yard work. I got a grill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's basically the same
thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got a grill.
Did you get to use it?
Yep.
Hour three kicking off out here live at Hops and Hollers. Hour three headlines. What you got for us, Draven?
Got a little movie news.
Ooh, I love movie news.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just want to do an hour a day on movies. That's what I would love to do.
We should. And especially, this is some big news, I think, as well, coming out. Apparently, a new Indiana Jones adventure.
No.
It'll begin July 29th, 2022. What do you mean, no?
Nope.
Come on.
I'm
Indiana
on that
Jones?
One. I mean, cool. If you like it, I'm happy for you. That's my motto. If you like it, I'm happy for you. It's not for me.
I'm shocked about this one. Indiana Jones, a classic. A lot of people love Indiana Jones. I'm surprised that you were on the other squad on this.
I'm out on Indiana Jones, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I get it if you like it. I'm not here to stop anybody from enjoying what they want to enjoy. Is Shia LaBeouf going to be in it?
I don't think so. It does look like Harrison Ford. Still gonna be rolling.
That's what we need.
And it also says the inimitable John Williams will also return to score the film. So,
also the actress from Fleabag, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
The Phoebe Waller-Bridge or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good. She's funny.
What do we think about Harrison Ford making another little run at it? Indiana Jones. How old is Harrison Ford now?
He's got to be like 70s, right?
I kind of thought. He was sort of done with acting, especially, I mean, wasn't
I can't imagine he's in this one long.
Really, thinks not a huge part?
Maybe it's the passing of the torch type of thing.
Could be. Yeah.
I mean, surely he's not the lead guy here running away from stuff at his age. You an Indiana Jones guy, Todd? No, shakes his head no. Yeah, I mean,
nobody. Wow. I'm surprised by this. It's a very classic movie. A lot of people like it.
Hayden, what about you?
Kind of. One of the movies was really good, and one of the movies was really terrible, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, there's more than two.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But there's one of them that's like terrible.
The old ones people think are really good, and then the one with Shia LaBeouf, I think people hate it, I think.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
When did it? Was that
That one's like the last one that came out. They were trying to make, like, that was The Sun. I didn't watch it. I just know our boy Houston Crest loves Indiana Jones. I think he said he got walked out during that one, I think.
Wow.
That's how the story goes.
It was that bad, huh?
That's what people say.
Was it the 2008 one?
Well, I do acknowledge its place in pop culture history, so.
Again, surprised by that one. Classic.
It's no Fast and the Furious.
Say that again? What'd you just say?
It's no Fast and the Furious.
Oh, boy. You really compared it to that?
No, there's no comparison.
Come on.
No, there's no comparison.
Indiana Jones is better than Fast.
Watching Harrison Ford outrun people is going to be more unrealistic than anything Dom Toretto and the boys have done.
Bad take by you. Come on, Indiana Jones and Fast and Furious. You really compared those? A classic?
Again, no comparison. When I hear you say classic, I just hear old. Came first. Grew up on it. That's it. There's a whole generation out there growing up now that considers Fast and Furious classics, okay?
My goodness. Classics.
Come on.
Whatever. Steve Wythe wanted to talk about this. Kind of crazy. A former college track and field coach. He actually was here at the University of Tennessee for a short period of time. Apparently being charged with a criminal complaint with one count of cyber stalking and one count of wire fraud as well.
What is cyber stalking?
Making fake profiles and stuff like that.
So it's not just like messages somebody over and over and over?
I feel like that's kind of a part of it too. Yeah.
Or would just be like, hey, I blocked.
Not from your profile.
So it'd be like, hey, I blocked your account and you kept making fake accounts to follow me?
Yeah, that would definitely fall.
That seems more like cyber stalking.
Yep. And yeah.
I've had some people cyber stalk me before in that case.
Oh, yeah?
So,
just fans that don't like me.
Just keep making accounts and DMing you?
Yep.
This is a really crazy story, though, with the Steve Wythe guy. Like I said, he was at UT for a short period of time, and apparently there was just some really, really rough stuff coming on, as he would have, like, schemes to kind of apparently dupe these females into sending him pictures, inappropriate pictures, stuff like that.
Yeah, basically what I read was when he was at Northwestern and the girls would line up to do, you know, their event at the meet, whatever, he'd be like, hey, like, let me get your phone so I can record your form, yada, yada, yada.
Put his own phone, text himself.
Well, yeah, he'd go through and look through their pictures, and then he'd be sending himself stuff that he found in there. And then he would make, like, fake profiles and try to convince the girls that he knew, obviously, like, had taken pictures, try and convince them to send him pictures with, like, these fake profiles he would make. So, just nut stuff.
Yeah.
Real weirdo behavior.
Right? Yeah. And he was not here while I was at Tennessee, so did not run into this guy.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Right.
But yeah, that's wild. So, pretty young guy, too.
Yeah, like, 28 years old.
Yeah, he's only 28 now, so.
Kind of interesting that he's kind of bounced around a few schools as well. So
yeah, so.
Really odd. But yeah, like I said, at the University of Tennessee for a while, don't know cool things that come about that, but we'll see. Also, another kind of just crazy story that came out was the, you know, Bert Smith, the ref that collapsed on the court in the Final Four.
Yeah.
They actually revealed there was a blood clot in his lung. And yeah, that was actually.
So they were able to save his life?
Yeah, I was about to say, they say he's on a road to recovery now, that he's going to end up fine. But yeah, that collapse.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? I mean, there's just kind of just like happens, I feel like, too. Just very.
How old was he?
Let's see if I have his age on here somewhere. Don't think it's said.
Roughly 50?
I think it was 40s, 50s, I want
to
say.
Well, that goes back to my 40s. Point about DMX.
I mean, you
and being terrified of death. I'm getting to the age of driving where I'm terrified of death.
What are we talking about here?
Fall over any minute now.
Paris LeVert find a blood clot in his lung.
Well, that's even scarier.
And he's
I don't go to the doctor often, bro. So who knows? I might just have this stuff boiling up inside of me already.
Get to the doctor. Get a checkup every now and then.
No, but I don't want to hear bad news. I don't like bad news. What if they give me bad news?
Yeah, I don't go to the doctor.
So you're telling me you guys what I'm talking about? You guys are going to the doctor or not going to the doctor because you don't want to hear bad news.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
That's your reasoning.
Correct. Yeah.
I choose joy.
That's like probably the worst way to handle that possibly.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
Well, it's like it's like the cats in the box.
Yep.
There's no problem until somebody tells me there's a problem. Yep.
I don't have high cholesterol.
As far as I know,
I don't have high cholesterol.
I'm in perfect health as far as I know.
I don't know about that approach, fellas. I don't know about that one.
I ain't got the AIDS unless someone tells me I got the AIDS.
Exactly. I mean, I got the vaccine. They didn't say I had anything wrong with me, so I'm taking that as I'm good to go.
Okay.
Dennis. It's me, your doctor, Mantis Toboggan. You got the AIDS.
I ate enough apples, but I haven't seen a doctor near me.
You don't eat apples. You don't eat anything. You're at least unhealthy person
I eat
right
fruit
now.
Once a month.
Once do a you month. Since when?
I do.
Is
that's
new,
my thing.
Is that new?
No, that's actually what I do. About once a month, give or take a month, I'll go buy some like strawberries or I drink a lot of apple juice, but I will go buy strawberries.
I don't think I drink a lot of apple juices. Equivalent to eating vegetables.
Apple
I
juice
a lot of sugar and
comes from apples. Apples
sure.
are a fruit. Fruits are considered healthy by social norms. So, therefore,
I mean,
I eat lots of healthy stuff because I drink a lot of apple juice. So, maybe I'm healthier than everybody.
I was pounding some pineapples last night.
Oh, okay.
Non-stop pineapple. I'm a pineapple guy
delicious.
Myself.
Ah,
yeah.
Underrated.
I love
more
pineapples.
Underrated fruits, in my opinion.
It's just they're so hard to peel and
yeah, that's the problem.
I've got by the the pre-sliced ones now, and I'm paying $5 for pineapples. That seems really expensive.
Speaking of apples, though, that's definitely the most overrated fruit out there. So overrated. Apples are not that good. They're not that good. Am I crazy at saying that?
No, I guess you're right.
I mean, really, though. They're a mess when you eat them. Your hands are all sticky.
Sure.
It's not fun. Not a good time.
Hands are sticky.
From an apple, yeah.
From eating an apple?
You know, unless you have like a paper towel or something still, yeah. You get a little juice on your fingers.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just more of like a wild animal. I eat my apples.
You're like a horse.
I just dive on in there, man.
That is one of life's, greatest feelings. I haven't done it in a long time. I miss the feeling of giving a horse an apple. Love giving horses apples. They love those things. They get so happy to eat them.
I don't think I've ever been close enough to a horse's face to...
The sound of the horse chomping the apple. It's a good feeling.
No, that freaks me out.
You can tell they're happy. They love eating them.
I'm terrified.
They got big teeth.
I don't like horses.
Terrified.
They're a wild animal.
I don't think I'm terrified, but I don't like them.
I've had bad experiences with horses. I got kicked before.
I've gotten kicked.
I've gotten kicked before. I've gotten bucked off. If that's a bad experience with horses.
Which would hurt worse, the kick or the falling off?
Falling off wasn't bad. But I wasn't going very... It wasn't like I was going fast.
Could have stomped. Could have been a lot worse.
No, it could have been worse, but it was just one of those situations where the horse just like rose up and slid off the back. I was also young, so... The kick, I made the mistake. It was on me. Lucky it kicked me where it did. It kicked me right in the butt.
Oh, really?
Okay. I bent over behind it to pick something up, and it kicked me and knocked me over.
God.
If I'd been standing up, at the age I was at, it might kick me in like the spine or the neck and just put me down for good.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty powerful little punch.
They're very powerful. That's why we measure
pure muscle,
motors and stuff, and horsepower.
Ugh.
All this polo on, I got horsepower.
That's so funny.
Man. This
car is like about 50 of them horses over there.
Yeah, literally.
That's how powerful they are.
Jeez. No thanks. Stay away from me. I wanted to talk a little bit more NFL. Trevor Lawrence is apparently going to be skipping one of his NFL medical testing to instead get married.
What a great line. All this polo on, I got horsepower. That's a great line.
I've heard better. Who sent that one?
2 Chainz.
Four bracelets.
2 Chainz is lyrically, he's pretty good.
You just hated on the line.
I've heard better from him.
Well, of course.
Heard better from him. Guys, what do we make of
2 Chainz line?
What do we make Trevor Lawrence?
Do you have a favorite 2 Chainz one?
Me?
Yeah.
Skirt, skirt.
Do you know what mine is?
What?
Wait, what were we going to say? You got one?
I was going to say drunk and high at the same time, drinking champagne on an airplane.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
What's yours?
I don't know.
Left hand on the steering wheel. Right hand.
Yeah!
Classic. That is a good one. Classic.
Shout out to Todd for finally getting this umbrella here. Now my laptop won't overheat.
No kidding.
About damn time, Todd. Can I tell you about Trevor Lawrence?
He's getting married. And he's skipping NFL medical tests. I mean, is this the kind of guy you want to spend on a number one pick?
Skip NFL? The first three teams should avoid him at all costs.
I think this is worrisome.
He's challenging them. What are you going to do? Not draft me?
Yeah.
He just had shoulder surgery, though, so like you would think he would... maybe have some pressure on him from people to be like, hey, show us your shoulders healthy. But he's like, go get married.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rearrange my wedding day. You know how hard it is to get a venue these days?
Especially for them. I'm sure they've got the set up.
How much money do we think Trevor Lawrence has got right now? I guess the agent's probably already fronting him something, right?
Yeah.
I would say so.
I feel like his, I don't know his family history or anything.
Well, I'm sure he's got a little bit of money. At least saved up or, through scholarship stuff or some illegal boosters. I'm sure he's got a little money, but you got it. Oh, that's not good. What a disaster this has turned out to us.
On the laptop, either burning up or it's soaked.
I'm going off right now. Laptop. What are we doing? What is happening here? Drinking champagne on an airplane. God. On the bocce court, I'm going to beat you up like Rampage.
Ooh.
Still take you probably.
Go back to headlines. Stick with us. We'll come back. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Fan Run Radio has made the switch. We are now a White Claw hard sell.
I wondered what was wrong with me. My friends all fall so easily. Not to tell you. Not to tell you.
back on the program. Still got time to go on Twitter. Give Inward Hat Golf a follow. Register for their $125 gift card. Going to give it away here at the top of the hour. All right, Draven, Cam, I gave you the assignment of finding something to talk about this segment. What did you boys come up with?
We got some, we thought we'd go a little draft since we kind of talked about Trevor Lawrence a little bit there. We got some draft rumors, you know, flying a little bit. 3 weeks to the draft today.
Josh Palmer now mocked in a couple second rounds.
Yep. Justin Fields and Trey Lance have scheduled second pro days.
I think the Niners are going to actually be there this time.
Yeah,
they're actually going
to
show up this time.
Be there this time for... You know, assuming both of these guys this time at this point. But Fields
they should
has
do them together.
They should.
Do them together.
Why not?
Let's get a little competition going.
That would be fun.
That would be. That's what they should do.
I say get all these quarterbacks and do this.
I mean, they do it at the combine, but I want them out here like an unsanctioned thing. Let's have a little fun with it.
But Trey Lance probably did the smart thing and did for recency bias purposes, and he has the one on April 19th, 10 days before the draft. Fields is doing his on April 14th.
Anything you could do, I could do better. Let's get out here. Let's start throwing.
Throw for throw?
Same routes, yeah. Let's go at the same time. Let's go one after another. Let's ramp it up. Let's have some fun with it. Let's compete.
Well, the rumor that's kind of been circling a little bit today is that the Washington football team.
Whoa. It's 2021, bro.
Almost messed up there. The Washington football team.
You wouldn't like if they called you Blackskins.
That's exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that energy. But apparently the Washington football team could sell out in pursuit of Chance, is the rumor circling around right now.
So the Washington football team, when you say sell out, I assume you mean just try to trade up?
People are saying like they will sell the farm draft-wise for Trey Lance, is the rumor. Like, unload all their picks, is the quote.
Do the Ricky Williams trade.
Yeah. So, obviously, we kind of know the draft is going to – some people are trying to say Mac Jones is going to go 3. I think it's still going to be Fields. It should be Fields at 3, which leaves Lance there at 4 as the number 4 quarterback. And we all kind of know right now the draft starts officially pretty much at pick 4 at this point.
Yep.
So, that's obviously the first trade-up point they could possibly have a chance to move to. I think Cincinnati and Miami are set pretty solidly at 5-6 there. But like the Lions could be talked to if Atlanta went somewhere like Pitts or something like that at the 4 spot. But obviously 4 is the one that's kind of in the driver's seat.
So Trey Lance, huh?
Yeah. Y'all got any takes on that?
I kind of love it, honestly.
He would be the third FCS quarterback to be taken in the top 5, obviously behind the Wentz and McNair. But
I feel like, I mean, Fitzpatrick, it's going to be the same story with this guy every time, man.
You know?
I feel like even if he does play well, it's just still there's always so much pressure with the rookie quarterback. Even with Tua, like we saw middle of the season, he's come off a couple of wins, and he still gets benched.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom Washington, like, do you really want to go all out for him? For Trey Lance, is that what we want to do? Like, yikes.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback room isn't great. Like, yeah, you got Fitzpatrick. He is what he is. We got to know what he is at this point. Heineke's kind of an unknown. Like you saw end of the last season, like, he had some great plays, played pretty well in the last couple games. But also, you're like, I don't know if this guy can do this for a full NFL season yet. He's unproven. They feel like they're a quarterback away. I mean, they basically won the division last year without a quarterback.
And I guess he would kind of fit the team a little bit, his ability to kind of move around, game manager type.
Yeah, I mean, Rivera's had Cam Newton's before. It's a similar type.
What a mess up. Just hearing you guys talk about this, just all week long, it's really been driving the point home of how big of a mess up this whole Deshaun Watson thing is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just from a football standpoint, like, obviously, we don't know what happened there. I'm not on either side. I tend to think that if there are that many accusers, either it's the greatest conspiracy ever or, well, second greatest behind JFK, but no, the great, maybe third behind the aliens, but one of the top 3 conspiracies ever to come together to smear this guy, or he's just, you know, awful. But just from a strictly football standpoint, what a disaster that's been for some of these teams, because you saw Carolina, who was, you know, banking on Deshaun Watson, happened to be like, you know what, fine. Fine, we'll go with Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. And then you got Washington ready to trade the farm for Trey Lance, which we'll see how both those quarterbacks shake out. But I can tell you right now, I would rather sell the farm for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
On the football field. Again, yep. I don't know if he's a creep or not. I would rather sell the farm for him than sell it for Trey Lance. I'd rather trade 3 first-round picks and a second, fifth, and sixth for Sam Darnold. So he really changed the math for a lot of these teams who were trying to find a quarterback.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like you mentioned, like it definitely hit Carolina. They seem to be the front runner to get him for sure. And then next thing you know, yeah, like they're settling for Sam Darnold, which is insane. But Washington's also they're all the way down at pick 19, so they would really have to come with some firepower if they wanted to get up to, like, number 4. But also, you know, there's no guarantee that either Atlanta is actually wanting to take Lance, or if, you know, somebody else beats them to the punch and trades up there or anything like that.
2 first-round picks, would that do it?
I don't.
2 first-round picks in a second?
For Trey Lance.
To move up from, I'm really just looking at the math of moving up from 19 or whatever.
Right.
I think after that Miami trade, it makes the price look so much more expensive.
Yeah.
Especially because you know that's you're basically the gate holder to the rest of the draft.
Yeah.
Like we know the top 3 quarterbacks are gone. You're basically holding the key to every top positional player and the next best quarterback. That's the consensus next best quarterback.
And that was what, 3 first-round picks?
Yeah. And people were like, wow, that was a lot. And now I think that's just what teams are going to kind of expect in that top 5 areas, that you're going to sell that much, especially coming up that far. Because San Francisco came up from number 12. So they came up 9 picks. Like, looking up the 4, that's 15 for Washington. Yeah, that. You're going to ask for a little bit more, I think. I think you would have to at least match the 3 first, the second or two. It's just, like, it's going to be absurd. Like,
and wouldn't you rather, and I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts on this, because wouldn't you rather just trade, like, a second or third round pick for Jimmy G? Like, wouldn't you rather just have
Teddy Bridgewater?
No. Come on.
Do you not think Bridgewater could win in Washington by, like, just managing the Alex Smith role?
No.
And going back to the playoffs.
I mean, for 1 year. But if I'm Washington, I'm not making it this. If I'm willing to, quote-unquote, sell the farm, I'm doing it for 10 years.
But you wouldn't have to sell the farm for Garoppolo.
But it also doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, you're back to the game.
If I'm Washington, I want a franchise quarterback. And, like, under no circumstances Teddy Bridgewater a franchise quarterback. And I think even the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo supporters would admit that's no franchise, you know, saving move or franchise defining move. He's not a franchise quarterback. If I'm Washington, that's kind of what I'm looking at. I want to find somebody that could grow with this young core and be cheap, because in a couple of years, we're going to start paying guys.
Be cheap, though. That's great. He's a little bit cheaper than a different quarterback. But when you're giving up all these draft picks and not building up the team, like, what's it matter?
Well, if I'm Washington, I don't feel like I need very many more pieces.
Yeah. You think you're very close right now. They were not expected to make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
They definitely weren't expected to win the division.
They won 7 games. Whoa. We acted like they're playoff contender. They went 7-9.
Hey, they had the closest to beating the Bucks.
It's not like they were up in that game with an opportunity to win. Taylor Heineke had a miracle late diving touchdown to make that a one-possession game.
Baller.
And then Brady ran the clock out. That was it. That was the end of the story. Right there. Like, let's not act like Washington is that close. Like, they're on the brink of being a contender.
They had the ball down 6. With, like, 4 minutes left. I mean, Tampa's defense made a play, but wasn't that the scenario? Didn't Washington get the ball back? Down 6 with 4 minutes left or so?
I think so.
Or maybe not 4 minutes, but like 2 minutes.
Tampa scored.
Maybe less time.
Again, whether or not they, quote, almost beat Tampa, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But, you know, winning 7 games, we've argued about their level of quarterback play they got. I don't even think that really matters. I'm not even looking at last year. If I'm Washington and I'm a football team, football fan, I am looking and saying we're not far away with our roster.
Mm-hmm.
We needed some receivers. Well, we went out and signed Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
I think he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and signed a good defensive back too, right? Didn't they go out and get they've added a couple pieces this offseason. And now I'm looking like, okay, we need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. We all know, most likely, most of the time, the best chance to win is when your guys are cheap, especially at the quarterback position.
Yep.
Both Teddy, both Garoppolo, those guys, I mean, even Fitzpatrick's gonna be twice the cap hit as a rookie quarterback would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be that way for the next 4 years if you draft a guy at number four. So you're making, what, close to $6 or $7 million a year? That's going to be cheaper than almost any veteran. I mean, Andy Dalton got $8 million.
Yeah.
And you're right about the, like, just they're cheap overall as a team right now. Like you said, they have the cap room to go sign the pieces that they think are filling these holes. You think about, like, Chase Young, McLaurin, Gibson. You don't have to pay any of those guys yet. You don't have to pay any of them yet. They're still on their rookie deal to be – even in 2 years, they'll still be at the end of their rookie deal where you're not having to pay those guys yet. So if you have a cheap quarterback and your team has that potential, you can get all those pieces in there. They do feel like they're right there.
Well, and let's face it, as an NFL franchise, you don't want to have to get lucky and piece together quarterbacks every year.
Yeah.
I mean, even like Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he's good this year, it's probably a one-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Teddy Bridgewater was good and serviceable, it would always feel like a year-to-year thing. Like, we'll take him for this year, we'll see. But knowing he's not going to be your guy for the future, same as Garoppolo. So I understand Washington being like, hey, we got a good young core. Let's try to find a quarterback that we could plug in for the next 7 or 8 years.
Yep.
I get it from their perspective. Because even if Fitzpatrick is good, again, you're going to be in the situation next year.
I think, my opinion is, I think Trey Lance is so much of a project. It would be better to get a team that's not really in contention as much, is more about rebuilding, right? More about just kind of gelling a little bit with the team. Because like you guys said, if Washington's such a winning contention, if they feel like they can win, why would you go for Trey Lance, who, like I said, feels like a complete project, feels like a complete risk?
I think you could have Fitzpatrick in the same situation as he was last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
And being the bridge quarterback, like, hey, we drafted Trey Lance, we're going to let him sit a year.
But how did that work out for the Dolphins? Johnny, it didn't work out well. Players were upset. They were like, whoa. Fitzpatrick's a guy, man. He's funny. He's motivating. We're playing around him.
They won 10 games.
They went 7-3.
Make up your mind. Do you win 7 games and it's a failure for Washington or not? Because you win the division. Like, you can't have it both ways. Either you win 10 games and it's a failure, a success, or you only won 7 games and it's a failure.
But that's beside the fact that they won 10 games. People are going to look at the whole Tua and Fitzpatrick situation. I don't think a lot of people felt great about it. You could agree with that. Everybody could agree with that.
I think it's because...
And it's because there's always that notion that, yeah, Fitzpatrick isn't the guy, so you're always going to want to throw in that other quarterback like they did with Tua. They felt like they had to throw Tua in at the time. They didn't end up making the playoffs. A lot of people thought they could have if Fitzpatrick would have played the whole time. A lot of those games could have went differently, maybe.
I would say there's some differences there, Draven. You know, if Washington, let's say, goes all in for Trey Lance, you know, which is the report, you wouldn't have the same amount of pressure as Miami did, because let's keep in mind, Miami this year was ahead of schedule, but also like, hey, we're also going to have this Houston pick that's number 3.
Yeah.
Like, we might have the number 1 pick. At one point, it looks like Houston might be the worst team. You know, when they made the switch in like week 5 or 6, like, there was a chance Houston could have been the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
So you also try to make a decision like, hey, do we need a franchise quarterback of the future? Like, we don't know if Tua is that guy. He had the hip injury you're coming off of. Like, we don't know what he is. So, like, Miami was like, hey, we got to try to see what he's got. Now, if you draft Trey Lance, I don't think it would be more like the Patrick Mahomes situation. Now, obviously, I'm not saying Trey Lance is Patrick Mahomes, because until we see another one, there's only one Patrick Mahomes. But it'd be a situation where, like, hey, Alex Smith plays the whole year, and then we move on. Like, hopefully we get to the playoffs. If you're Washington, Fitzpatrick's old. He knows the deal. He's been in a situation where he's been on, what, 8 different teams as a starting quarterback.
Yep.
And then we bring in Trey Lance in year 2. That would be, like, what my plan would be if I was Washington. Like, hey, Lance, learn. And if he gets mad about it, look, you're not better than Aaron Rodgers, you're not better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Those guys set. You're going to set. Let's face it, you're not as good as them. You could sit, you could take your time, you could get ready, and we'll put you in a good situation. And then you try to win 1 year with Fitzpatrick. That's how I would approach it.
I think there's a few different things you could do here, too, as well. I think Trey Lance, as just a raw prospect, is a little overstated right now, just off the fact that...
Get him. Don't do that. Don't start swinging at it.
I
think Trey Lance as a prospect is a little overstated just because he's coming from the FCS level. He can make all the NFL throws and stuff like that. It's the fact that he's only played like a year and a half, and the fact that he played at the FCS, people are like, okay, we don't know. But he has the arm talent that if it clicks for him, he can play. Also, I think you can do a thing where, like, even if Fitzpatrick's the guy all year, you can make a goal line package for him. Like, he's athletic enough, you can kind of, like, Rivera has experience with Cam Newton. You could get down there and be like, all right, we're in the, you know, in the red zone, we have some running plays you can put Trey Lance in here for.
With all due respect, I'm not doing that. If I'm drafting a guy to be a franchise quarterback, I'm not doing any gimmick plays.
Fair enough.
And, like, I mean, you know, if it gets that to him, they have, like, an inefficient red zone offense, he would try some different things, fine. But, like, that's not my plan at the beginning of the year. I'm like, hey, you're a real quarterback, we're not going to gimmick you. And, look, if I'm Ron Rivera, I'm like, hey, kind of saw what happened to Cam Newton getting chewed up and spit out. Like, I'm going to protect my next quarterback better.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Rivera, it also got you to a Super Bowl. So, like, you know, you using all the bullets in your gun helped. But I think if I'm Washington, I understand the appeal of drafting a quarterback. Now, that's besides the point on whether or not Trey Lance can be that guy. I have no clue what I'm talking about when it comes to him. He's only played one season.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing here, too, is it's kind of going to depend on where Lance falls. Like if he slides past four, I think the next earliest team that would take him is Detroit, maybe. If they just feel good about him and like, okay, we can get somebody and we don't think Goff's going to be the guy. So it kind of, I think, just depends on where he falls, because I think four would be such a steep price from 19.
I think it's more so, Cam, just the worry of other teams taking him.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, if we don't take him at four, anybody can trade up any time and get him. So let's try to get there where we know we can
and
get him.
And, you know, the Patriots are one of those other teams people, you know, talk about quarterback needy, and they're at 15. You think it'd be easier for them to get up to four if they wanted to.
But I think my strategy would be like, I'd have my idea of what the cost would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would know what I could stomach, but I'm not making any moves until there's only one quarterback left between Lance and Fields.
Yeah,
as long as there's two of them left, I'm going to wait. As soon as one gets taken, okay, here's, boom, let's make the offer because we got to get at least one of those two guys. If I'm a quarterback hungry team.
I agree. Those are the two I like that are up for grabs a little bit. It'll be really interesting if the Niners take Mac Jones. If the Niners just throw a curveball and take Mac Jones,
it
makes the whole draft a lot more interesting, I think. Yep.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family.
Inward Half. You can go to online at inwardhalf.com. Get you some golf apparel. You can go follow them on Twitter at Inward Half Golf. Still got another 20 minutes to register to win a $125 shopping spree. Get you a golf shirt, keep the sweat off, get you a lid to keep the sunburn off your face, off your bald head. If you're like me, you can come by and see us. The drive broadcasted until 6. Come by and get some koozies. Come buy a beer, every pint sold. $1 will go to doing some good in the community. $1 off of every pint goes to the first tee of Greater Knoxville. Russell Smith's out here. I'm blinded. It's a good thing I got some sunglasses on those white legs. Russell, breaking out the shorts. He looks mad I said it. He made the joke to me in his text. He said it in text. I was just joking. I do my best to bring the sex appeal, but you do look good. You do look good. I will say, for as long as we've been doing remotes, for as long as I've worked at the station, every time some women come around, they'll always ask me, who's that guy? Is he taken? Is he taken? I was like, yeah, he's taken. See the ring on the finger?
Uh-huh.
He's happily married. Step off. But Russell's right. He does bring the sex appeal. I will say that. It's the hair. He's got a little pepper to go, or salt going with the pepper. He's got the cool like beard that's been shaven, but still has a stubble.
Uh huh.
He's tall.
I like him tall.
He's really got everything I wish I had. All right, let's go to where's this story coming from?
This is coming.
Outkick, man. You know,
Outkick.com.
Outkick.com, yeah. Proud sponsor, proud partner of the station. Orange and White Game, we're doing an event downtown. Keep an eye out for that. Make plans, hang out with us. Me and Clay Travis, rubbing elbows. Like a couple old Mitches, a couple old guys, rubbing elbows. Outkick.com, what do we got?
Alrighty, so.
Not the one about Biden.
Okay.
No, not about Kamala either.
Okay, hold on.
Hillary one?
Matthew Gaetz is innocent. No, not that one either.
Let me skip those. Okay, here, I got you a good one right here. Apparently, a homeless man, John, was a part of the USC football team for a short period of time here in this story. So a homeless man hung out in the USC football facility for several days. This went on for several days. He ate meals. Hopped in the jacuzzi tub with players, and nobody said a word. Not a thing.
They ain't snitching.
And he only, apparently, this is the report, he only got caught when he finally received a uniform attempted to field punts at practice. So I guess they finally were like, hold on.
Like, this guy can't catch.
They're like, hold on, this guy's not athletic at all. So that's how he got caught, and he got kicked out.
This is the funniest, but also the saddest story. Like, this guy was living high on the hog.
That was probably his dream, though.
Oh,
you know, like,
I mean, maybe can
play like football at a high level. I would say
it's probably not his dream, seeing how he can't catch the ball at all. Like, I would say if he was his
maybe
dream.
That's why it was a dream, because he can't catch.
Yeah,
I would say his dream over the last couple of years was probably just like getting fed.
Yeah.
Probably. And having friends and like being there like in the showers or like, you know, having things in
camaraderie.
Life. Yeah. I feel really sad for him that he was found out because of his lack of athleticism.
I mean, it's wild because USC security, once like they got him the second time, they're like, oh yeah, we know that guy. We had problems with him like sleeping at the soccer facility or something.
That's sad, man. And it's a funny story because like, hey, how does this happen? But it's a sad story because homeless guy was found out. He was living the dream.
What a great week for him, though. Like, come on. To be able to do all that? To literally get handed a uniform to take out on the
field? For a week.
He was living high
on
the
hog. And he was good at his craft, you know, and they're able to sneak around. Like, because I know with, like, the UT facility, like, you got a card swipe just to get food and everything. So, like, I'm impressed that he was able to navigate this.
It seems like the coaches got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Like, it seems like the coaches,
the training staff, everybody, you see the guys in the jacuzzi, you're not like, wait, who's that
guy?
Why
would you say the training staff? I don't know. There's a lot of people coming in and out of the facility. There's like, what, 100 people on the team, whatever?
Well, usually they divide it up a little bit between, like, people.
Well, I was going to say, the coaches, like, what position group was he hanging out with?
That'd be receivers or DBs or something. He's looking out there with punts.
So, like, did no one ever stop and say, like, who's this guy?
They went out there to line up for the punt. Like, that's when you really should have questioned it. Is when they're like, all right, somebody go return this punt, and this guy started jogging out there. You should have been like, who is that?
He should have done better at, like, hiding. Maybe he thought he could do it.
I think he thought he could do it.
Because otherwise, I'm hiding in the bathroom. I'm saying, coach, my hamstring. I got to get stressed out.
Yeah.
But then maybe you don't want one-on-one attention, because then they ask questions.
Yeah,
so you're trying your best to blend in.
And just couldn't catch a cold.
I feel like most people think they can catch a punt, so
that is true. And
well, most
a lot
people think they can do
a
lot of things, and I don't think they can catch punts. Punts seem
punts
hard.
Are tough.
They are,
punts can be tough for sure,
especially if they're even somewhat simulating.
Yeah, if it's a legit punter, it can be tough. Especially
and also
left
simulating
left
covers,
left
like
punter.
If we're running at you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know what else is crazy about this story, John? He did this on April Fool's Day.
Oh, punts are.
That's when this first started. Was on April 1st.
Are you sure it wasn't April Fool's joke?
No, they said it was
that's
legit.
What I said about him. Hey, I was just fooling you.
Yeah.
Jokes on you guys.
But then I met some friends. This one trainer, she was kind of cute.
He just embraced
it. Figured I'd try my luck.
Uh-huh.
He just embraced it.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's on. If it's not on, we're not on the air, so we're connected to it.
But yeah, this man was thriving.
This came in the box to keep it covered up.
Well, at least now since he got arrested, he technically has a home now and meals.
Oh, he got arrested?
Because he already had like a trespassing order from the soccer stuff, so I think he did.
I feel like he should have got away with it just because this USC is just
I think he
is
drunk.
Yeah.
Just a wacky prank, bro.
I'm just saying it's a prank. What are you? What? I can't do April Fool's anymore? Joke's on you, Clay Helton. If I'm Clay Helton, I guess you got prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
Keep some egg off your face. If I was a USC booster, I'd be like, what are we doing over there?
Hey,
you don't have
man.
A better relationship with your players? What are we doing?
That is a good point.
I wish this
guy, I'm not even recognized.
Should I try this at UT? You think I could pull it off?
You should.
You can't get arrested for trespassing the first time. You know that? They give you a warning first.
Everywhere?
Most times. Unless you're like...
Oh, you sounded so confident after the first time.
Well, I had to explain. Like, if you just happen to be like... Like, if you're at, like, an apartment complex you're not supposed to be at, stuff like that, like, of course, like, a government facility or something's going to crack you down. Or if you're doing something like stalking somebody
or
stealing stuff, you know, obviously.
I just thought it was a well-known rule, like, hey, you get one free pass on on trespassing.
Like, to an extent, you know? If you're just out there, like...
So it's still up to the discretion of the business.
Like, if I came up like, over here to Hops and, I'm not supposed to be here, like, after hours... It's you get a warning. You get like they'll be like, hey, you gotta leave. But like, you get a written thing when you get charged with trespassing for like officially the first time.
Even at somebody's home.
I think so. I don't know. I haven't had experience on that level.
You catch a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially nowadays.
What about trespassing?
They're like dragging in the houses. Say you try to break in the house.
For a week? Once they catch you, is the first time they catch you. They don't know how long you've been there. Until you start telling them.
I wish you'd have caught some punts, man.
I wish you would have caught.
This could have been the sequel to Invincible.
Well, I feel like he not only was not catching the punts, but he had to just look so unathletic.
Oh, he probably was
running around, just like probably not tracking the ball.
I don't know. How
old is this guy?
He has to be younger.
This doesn't have a guy's. I would hope 45
out there without them noticing.
I don't know. Black belt crack. Can I say that?
Yes. Yeah, it's a fact.
I mean, you've seen some of these student athletes out here. They look 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I would say he probably doesn't have the muscle tone.
You would think.
Being homeless.
Right.
Unless he's out here busting
I mean,
busting
walking
push-ups.
Around all over the place, right?
Maybe doing some push-ups, some pull-ups. What a story to take us into the weekend. All right, let's go to break and talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Fan Run Radio has...
And I appreciate him. Got time until 6 o'clock to come put your name in the bucket here for our second $125 giveaway. If you want to enter in the first giveaway, just go follow Inward Half Golf on Twitter. We'll get your name in the pot. So I imagine Russell will announce the winner of that at the beginning of his show and on social media. Last call brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, do the smart thing. Go to g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They've been handling business here in East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let them, the G3 team, get you, the listener, the money you deserve. g3helpme.com. 6 minutes left here on the program. Hodden, how you holding up back there?
Great.
Love to hear it.
Bless you, John.
Second allergy pill is holding up for a while, but it's wearing off. It's wearing off. All right, Cameron, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving.
All right, I got a simple mix-up in India.
Roll.
Oh, boy.
If it's a complex mix-up, I might have been interested. A simple mix-up, what do they do? Pick up the wrong baby?
It was a vaccine mix-up.
Is that simple? A vaccine mix-up? I was wondering today when I was in the shower, is naked rubbing my body?
Thank you for that.
Is there what happens if you get the second vaccine first? I was wondering about that. Do we know? What happens if they actually give you the second dose?
Are they
first?
Even different?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
AIDS.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I just told AIDS. Them to give me one of each. I said, you know.
Bear says they're not any different. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
You asked? Okay. Well, never mind.
They let me try all three of them. It was nice. Oh, well, I felt a little weird, but... You know, I can still kind of see colors sometimes.
That's all that matters.
Can you get any stories? Any other ones or no?
Yes, I have.
I mean, take your time.
I have this province in Argentina has spent $2.8 million on this.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll listen.
Okay.
$2.8 million on.
Oh my gosh, why is this in Spanish. But okay, the headline though was this province in Argentina has spent $2.8 million on semen.
Trying to repopulate the population or like what? Trying to overcome people not loving each other anymore?
See, that's a good question. I can't give you the answer to because this entire article happens to be in Spanish.
You don't know your
answer. I'm very interested in the story, Kevin. This is one of the more intriguing stories we've had here.
It didn't tell me it was going to be in Spanish. The headline was in English, and when I click on it, and everything's in
You've
Spanish.
You've been duped.
Clickbait.
I was bamboozled.
Yeah,
it's a great story, though. I'm very curious about it.
Oh my gosh, this is what...
Wow.
I gotta read some words.
Why do they need so much?
It said, is the semen human or animal?
That's a good question, too.
They're asking the question through the article, and I don't know the answers because I can't read it.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
All right.
What a debacle.
Baseball pitcher, loudmouth, heel, investigated, sticky situation.
Okay.
Fake news, gossip blogger, things of that nature. Trevor Bauer had a couple of baseballs taken out of play for further review, as baseball is making an effort this year to crack down on pitchers using foreign substances while on the mound. Mm. Trevor Bauer is not happy with the Athletic's recent article and called Ken Rosenthal a, quote, gossip blogger. Wow. A gossip blogger! LOL. Always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines from national gossip bloggers. To translate fake journalist speak for y'all, quote, it's unclear whether equals I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. Balls from every other pitcher being taken out of play in literally every other game this season are what? Also, LOL to MLB, who already has, quote, sources talking to gossip bloggers about a supposedly confidential process a week into the season. Trevor Bauer feels like he is being targeted here.
Oh. Gossip blogger, huh?
Gossip blogs. Mm-mm-mm.
His agent, the very attractive late Rachel Luba, says, why would we be in panic mode? MLB's not doing anything about it. It's a non-issue, but then she deleted it.
She deleted it?
Oh, no. What else has she deleted in her life?
Ken Rosenthal asked, you know, her Bauer to comment for the article, and he declined, so... I feel like you can't be that mad at the reporter if...
You won't talk about the facts.
If you wouldn't talk about the facts.
Yeah. True.
All right, good show by you guys today. I'm going to go beat Draven and some bocce.
Let's go. Appreciate you, Hayden.
Up here. After I go blow my nose again for the 12th time of the day. Appreciate Todd. Appreciate the people who stopped by. The drive's going live here. Get you to 6 o'clock. Stay tuned. We'll announce the winner of the first $125 giveaway.
We got the first T games coming up right now, too.
Yeah, we got the games getting set up. Come play some golf games. It's a putt-putt. Check out the hats. Get you some free koozies, some tees. And just say what's up and kick it. Enjoy a beautiful, beautiful day. $1 of every pint going to a good toss. Come by and see us. That's it for us. Have a great weekend. Russell Smith, the Bear, up next. Thank you.